Moving on now, the UN Arab League Special Envoy to Syria says a deadly bomb attack that rocked the Syrian capital on Thursday amounts to war crime. Lakhdar Brahimi described the attack as savage and unjustifiable. The devastating explosion which rocked the Mazrai neighborhood of Damascus left nearly 100 dead, among them schoolchildren. 250 others were also injured, many of them still in critical condition. The blast also damaged the headquarters of the Ba'ath Party as well as the Russian embassy building. Meanwhile, Russia accused the U.S. of double standards as Washington blocked a UN statement condemning the attack.
It's disappointing because not so long ago, all members of the Security Council, all of them without any exception, have always been sticking to the position to decisively condemn any terrorism, no matter on whom, where, or what motives the terrorism is based.
Lavrov made the comments during a meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Yang Jiechi, in Moscow. The two officials condemned the blast. Diplomats at the UN Security Council say U.S. opposed the Russian proposed statement because the text had failed to criticize the Syrian leadership. Caleb Maupin with the International Action Center joins him from New York for his take on the situation there. Mr. Maupin, why is it that Brahimi, Lakhdar Brahimi, only condemns this bombing and not the rest of the bombings in Syria? What's the difference? I mean, a bombing, be it big or small, if it's a terrorist bombing, it does lead to a war crime, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The Free Syrian Army, this is a CIA-trained group of people. Most of them aren't Syrian. Many of them from Saudi Arabia. Others are from Libya, that have been sent in to destabilize Syria and to create chaos because the Ba'ath government has repeatedly stood up to Washington, D.C. and to Israel and has made clear it's not on the side of the bankers and the imperialists in Washington, D.C., but it is instead on the side of the Syrian people, and it will defend them. And it will align with countries around the world that are opposing the U.S. and are opposing Israel. And because of that, these foreign fighters have been sent in to create chaos and instability. And, of course, they're killing people. This is very similar to what the U.S. did in Nicaragua in the 1980s. The Sandinista government was opposing the United States, and so a group was formed called the Contras, and they went in and committed all kinds of similar barbaric acts of terrorism, murdering people, you know, bombing things, you know, beheading people. And again, you know, they created chaos. It's the same thing. It's a program of destabilization to destabilize governments that don't obey the orders of Washington, D.C. and Wall Street. And that's clearly what's going on. And that's what this so-called Free Syrian Army is really all about.
Indeed, and the very same opposition is trying to make it to the helm of power in Syria. Just how can such an opposition, which kills people and carries out terrorist bombings, be a representative of the people?
Well, it's clear the Free Syrian Army does not represent Syrians. Again, most of the people that are in it are not even from Syria. It represents the interests of Washington, D.C. and Wall Street. And it's a global pattern of destabilization, just like the U.S. is sending drones to murder people around the world that are standing up and opposing their intervention in Afghanistan and other places. You know, just like the U.S. is funding people to destabilize and create protest movements in Venezuela to destabilize the situation there. Everywhere around the world, you have governments that oppose the United States, and as a result, the U.S. seeks to destabilize and overthrow them. It's a repeated pattern. And you'll notice that in Syria, there are even some people who are very critical of the Assad government, who are lining up with Assad against these Free Syrian Army folks because they're terrorists, because they murder people, they behead people, they've committed so many atrocities. So many times the Free Syrian Army has exposed itself for what it really is, which is a group of bloodthirsty murderers who are operating as mercenaries for Washington, D.C. and for Wall Street. And no one with any principles, no one, even though they may criticize Assad for this or that, no one with any principles and any moral backbone can align with the Free Syrian Army after they've exposed themselves repeatedly for the crimes they're committing in Syria.
Indeed. Many thanks, sir, to Caleb Maupin with International Action Center from New York.
Thank you.